Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Once wheat harvest is complete, getting a good soil test is important. The Mosaic Group Technical Sales Manager Sherry Cook says it wasn't the most ideal year, and there's a lot of nutrients that could be deficient.
Making sure we test for not only the basics, the NPK, but test for sulfur, the macronutrients, test for your micronutrients like zinc and boron, because we don't know what we have left. In some areas, we've got good crops coming off, and some areas not so good. So we want to make sure to keep that in mind as we're planning for next year to do a good soil test so that way we know what we're dealing with, what we have, and what we don't have.
Cook says nutrients like phosphorus, potassium, and zinc don't move much within the soil profile, and they could be a good investment.
You know, phosphate prices are close to $100 cheaper than what they were a year ago. And so if at all possible, if we can get some of the nutrients down this fall, that takes a load off of getting everything on next spring. It takes a load off of not only the farmer, but also the retailer of trying to make sure they can get everything done in a timely manner. And so when spring comes, then you can focus on the more mobile nutrients in the soil, which would be your nitrogen, your sulfur, your boron. And so that way it gives you a little broader spectrum, and it evens out to that opportunity of making sure everything gets on and making sure that everything gets on in a timely manner.